Hello, welcome back. We're going to discuss what is a sole proprietorship. Sole proprietorship is an unincorporated business owned by one person who often is the owner and they act as the manager. This form of business organization is common in small retail stores, service businesses, and professional practices such as law, accounting, or medicine. A sole proprietorship is a very common form of business in a free market economy. So a lot of entrepreneurs are going to be sole proprietors, right? They're going to develop their own business. They're going to have their own plan. They're actually an employee of the business, but they are the manager and they're kind of running the whole entire organization. They may have a couple of employees. They may have 10 employees, but they're very hands-on and involved of every part of the business. They're not hands-off. They're in there operating daily with their employees. So not only are they the owner, the manager, they're probably a frontline worker. Features of sole proprietorship. Individual ownership, as we just talked about. There's no partnership. It's just them. They own the business. It's their equity. They're their assets, their resources. It's their investment. Sole management. They run the show. They make the corporate objectives. They make the goals. They line out all of the job descriptions. Unlimited liability. A lot of downside. If your business fails, you take the brunt. They do have bankruptcy laws for this, so you're gonna be the one taking, you know, the losses if there's any losses. So you need to make sure that it's managed well, you have a good plan, and that you're ready to implement that plan effectively. So your freedom to select whatever business you want, right? So if you're a sole proprietor, you can find any market niche that you want. You can exploit that market niche, and then you can try to make sure that you're profitable or at least breaking even so you're not losing money and you can pay yourself a salary. There's secrecy. There's nobody to know what your plans are because it's just you. You don't have to share it with a partner. You don't have to let them know. This is my project. These are my ideas. I'm going to implement them how I see fit. The nature of a true entrepreneur. Undivided risk. Again, unlimited liability, undivided risk. It's all on you as a sole proprietor. Suitable for some special forms of business. Again, law, medicine, CPA firms, things like that. So merits of sole proprietorship, right? So quick decisions. You don't have to go through a lot of red tape to make decisions. You don't need corporate approval. You are the approver. You are the one that makes the decision. There's no red tape. Benefits of secrecy. If you have a plan and you want to utilize and implement that plan with your resources and you want to keep it secret and private, nobody knows about it, they don't have to know. You can introduce it into the market whenever you see fit because it's your plan, it's your idea. Direct motivation. Am I a self-starter? It's my business. I better be. Right? So, direct motivation. I need to be motivated, inspired, ready to work, have a vision, and be able to pass that vision along to whoever it is that I decide to bring in to my organization. I have personal control. I can implement whatever I'd like. And I have access to all the information very easily because it's probably right there on my computer and I can go get in it whenever I want because it's mine. So then there's limitations of a sole proprietorship, limited source of capital. How can I raise money? I don't have the benefits of having a huge multi-million dollar corporation backing me so I can go to the bank and get a loan, right? I probably can't sell stock because no one's going to buy it, and if I'm a sole proprietorship, my assets probably aren't worth very much, right? So how do we leverage what we have and what resources we have to obtain sources of capital? How do we fund our business? Unstable existence. You never know. It's a lot of volatility, right? There's a lot of boom and there's a lot of bursts, right? And so we have to make sure that we are ready to make the decisions in case there's a bad downturn, right? So a lot of times what happens in sole proprietorships is the people that they bring in, they develop really close relationships with them. And when there's a downturn economically and they're not bringing in the revenue that they once were, they don't want to let anybody go because they've developed so many close personal relationships with them. So then they end up failing in their business because they don't know, they won't cut costs, particularly labor. So that's another reason for the existence of a sole proprietorship to be unstable. Unlimited liability, again, all of the risk is on you as a sole proprietor. Unbalanced management, there's nobody to check you. There are no checks and balances. You are the manager. You are the one calling the shots. You are the owner.